There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby!
That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And that's the way we'll get it started. Hour number two of Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. Phone number and the text line, the same, 343-0106, 343-0106. Plus, if you have that FM Talk 106.5 app, which is free, waiting for you over at the Google Play Store for Android users or at the App Store for iOS users, just look for FM TALK 1065 and it's there. You'll see our logo. Download it and enjoy one of the many features on there. It's like it's a Leatherman for your phone. It's a multi-tool, right? So it does all kind of stuff. Streaming the station, access to the podcast, lets you text and call the station, leave a talk back message, see show schedules, all that good stuff on the FM Talk 106.5 app. So check that out. We will get, I'll play this first though, because I think it's, we may play it again. This is one of the best clips I've heard in a while for this has got to go viral unless it already has. This is a description, and Dalton found this. He said, hey, did you hear this? And I hadn't, and he let me hear it, and I said, holy cow. So this is over the weekend during the LA riots, and I guess they're kind of watching what's going on. This is that mostly peaceful protest, you know, from Minneapolis, and you saw the flames in the background. This is a version of that. This is so the reporter at ABC 7 in Los Angeles talking about what's going on there in Los Angeles. Let's go to the description.
Large group of people. It could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
They're having fun watching cars burn. I mean, why not? Is this something we need to think about doing? Do we need to have an event space where you can have cars burn and people can watch them? Is that how they do it in Cali? I mean, you think they might want to go up to the mountains or out to the coast and enjoy their time, but no, they're just having fun watching cars burn. All right, from the text line, and Mixter, thank you, who sent this earlier. Thank you very much. Mixter said, tell the looters, don't forget about Dad. Father's Day is coming up. Well said, Mixter. Thank you. Or Father's Afternoon, whatever we call it. Let's see. Did I miss? Okay. There we are. We're caught up now. There we go. Unnamed Texter said, who honestly thought they would just ride off into the sunset? Trump and Musk was like a rich couple before the divorce. It was real good until it wasn't. Yeah. And then everybody's speculating over the weekend. Oh, they're going to get back together, this and that and the other. I don't know. I'm more interested in the policy than the people. So Natalie said, imagine if Russia funded California protests. Medvedev flies to L.A. handing out cookies. Kremlin NGOs flood the media. Russia-backed La Raza militants torch ICE. Moscow-trained opposition sets up a shadow government, still tamer than what the U.S. actually did in Kyiv in 2014. You're talking about the Orange Revolution. Goes on to say, local PD have access to ICE in case they come on a wreck and the driver has ICE detention warrant, then police calls ICE to come pick them up. Foley PD is pulling away from this policy over the worry of something happening here, like in Los Angeles. I don't know. What about Baldwin County Sheriff's Office? Then this says, named texture said, take me to send down John Wick. What are you saying, to Los Angeles? Which, by the way, texture. So I've seen, you know, it's comedic how few movies I see, but I've seen John Wick, one or two of them. I know one, I think two of them. And my son cracked me up the other day because he's often said, hey, Dad, look at this meme or this comedy sketch. And sometimes I can tell it's funny, but it's a little lost on me generationally. You know, he's, I get the construction comedy from over time, but usually you'll see him and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of funny. I mean, you're going to, you know, support your child and say, I get it. You see why? He shows me one the other day that has John Wick go out and it's like this comedy routine. He goes out and kills everybody, but he shows back up at the, or they're ad-libbing this thing, shows back up at the house and the dog happened to be just hiding. It was alive and there. It just was hiding. It actually really made me laugh. B. Dark said, I wonder if the feds pay Baldwin County's best federal wages. I don't know that. Jeff in Spanish Fort said, afternoon, Sean. Two things. First, California laws for the environment prohibit almost all burning except during peaceful protest. Second, let me know when we're going to all go looting. I could probably use some TP before things get bad again. Yeah, like I said, this is how I would think it out. I would have my agents go and find the environmental people and say, listen, there's environmental destruction going on here. They're throwing the electric scooters to the ground and then get them riled up and then put them in the mix and the cops can step back. See? You see that? I mean, they were dropping those things off the overpass on the cop cars. Yes, Billy D said, yeah, you need to include the new standing around watching cars burn tagline to your intro. You need to hurry to beat Jason A to it. I don't know, Jason A. I don't know who would. Let me know who that is. All right. So let's move on to, and we can come back to this, but let's move on to the other war of words over the weekend here. And I said it last hour. This is something that we all know that listen to this station. So not only am I a host, I listen to the station. You know, I'm a fan. This has been said by Sheriff Birch on my show. It's been talked about by so many of us who are just up to our eyeballs with frustration of the, what's my man, John Young, who shows on tonight, 8 o'clock, tonight Mobile with Mr. Mobile, John Young. Frustration with the urban terrorist. Obviously, urban terrorist murderers in our city. Last week was a horrible week for it, and then it continued over the weekend. But this idea of like, hey, you're going to be a tough guy. You're going to shoot it out. Y'all go shoot it out by yourselves and leave the innocent, leave the babies and children out of this and the grandmothers. And so Sheriff Birch has talked about this over time on the show. He said this, but this time, I guess it really picked up because he had a press conference about it. And it went something like this. I'd say, we'll play the whole story here. This is from MyNBC 15. This is from Darwin Singleton. And this is Sheriff Birch saying that thing he said before to us about telling the gangsters to go somewhere by themselves and shoot it out and leave everybody else out of it. And then a reaction from Pritchard Mayor Gardner. Okay, so let's hit this. And it's this is what was on the back and forth. So this is Darwin Singleton's story. This is, do we have it yet? Okay, we got a second to get it. When we get to this, this is his story. You get clips of both, and you had the press conference from Sheriff Birch, and then you had the reaction. I think it was a Facebook Live or a posted to Facebook from Jimmy Gardner. Here it is.
Talk law enforcement officers tonight, and they're directed at each other. Tonight, Pritchard Mayor Jimmy Gardner is lashing out online at Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Birch used strong language to criticize violent street gang members earlier this week after a sleeping child was shot in Pritchard. The sheriff's office has been spending its own resources in that city to battle gun violence there. Sheriff Birch released a statement tonight to NBC 15 News about Gardner's post on Facebook. But first, let's take a look back at what triggered this very verbal battle. A shot fired into a Pritchard apartment in the middle of the night Wednesday found an unintended mark. A two-year-old child struck in the face by what sheriff's investigators believe was a bullet intended for the child's teenage brother. gang activity, said an angry sheriff, Paul Birch, who later that day would let everyone know his patience was wearing thin by saying this.
Teenagers is gangs, and frankly, I wish we could put them all in an arena and let them kill the hell out of each other, because that would solve the problem. So, but it's always innocent people who get shot.
It was raw, unfiltered, and to the point. One of those enough is enough moments. But was it too much? For Pritchard Mayor Jimmy Gardner, apparently it was, and he said so today in a video statement he released on Facebook.
That is not only inappropriate and reckless, but it also undermines the seriousness of the crisis we are facing and the dignity of this community he is sworn to serve and protect. To suggest such an inhumane and unrealistic approach to public safety is deeply troublesome. It does not reflect leadership, compassion, or duty of care expected of someone in his position.
Wednesday.
So stop for a second. So what about concern and care for the innocent people getting shot and murdered out there, Mayor Gardner? What about those people? So it will come back and more of this. And by the way, tomorrow at noon, Sheriff Birch, our guest right here on Midday Mobile. So this conversation will continue.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Midday Mobile. Well, it's Monday. Glad to have you along. 343-0106. 343-0106. So you heard to the back and forth there. It's Darwin Singleton's story from MiamiC15.com and from WPMI. And it's something that has been said on the show before. My buddy John Young, he just heard from, he's talked about it, but y'all have talked about it. We've talked about it on the show, and Sheriff Birch has talked about it. But I guess it makes his press conference and Mayor Jimmy Gardner react that this is frustrating that this is going back to the not thinking about the victims in this. The quote here. Mayor Gardner, that it's not only inappropriate and reckless. Now, and understand that Sheriff Birch is saying something for effect, right, to show frustration. So for Jimmy Gardner to come in, Mayor Gardner say that it's not only inappropriate, it's reckless, but also undermines the seriousness of the crisis we're facing. How does it undermine it? It's damn serious. And we haven't, in doing it the way we've done it, we haven't made a difference, have we? It's the sheriff expressing emotion that I think most of us have. Leave the innocent people. I mean, I would love to say, wave a wand and there won't be gang violence and there won't be violence. There's been, stuff has existed in the world for a long time, ever. But it's the frustration of the number of innocent people and babies and grandmothers and people. So it's damn serious, Mayor. He goes on to say, he undermines the seriousness of the crisis. No, I think he's amplifying the seriousness of it. He said, we're facing, and the dignity of the community he was sworn to serve and protect. How about the dignity, Mayor Gardner, of the people that are dead or wounded that not have a damn thing to do with being in a gang fight? How about those people? He goes on to say, to suggest such an inhumane and unrealistic approach to public safety is deeply troubling. It does not reflect leadership, compassion, or duty to the duty of care expected to someone in his position. How about compassion for the victims, Mayor? He's teed off. We're all teed off. And doing a bunch of things, talking about compassion and this, that, and the other, has done nothing to this point. I mean, we came off a week that started with a shooting at a little girl's dance recital event at the Sanger on a Sunday afternoon, and a toddler in bed with parents getting shot in the face. And then, like Darwin points out in his story, too, he said, and Friday, even as the anti-gun violence rally was taking place at Mobile Government Plaza, that was the NAACP's event, the Wear Orange. You know, in a gallows humor, I've always said wear orange. Maybe it should be safety orange, like we have to wear in the woods, so you don't get shot. But it says that the anti-gun violence rally was taking place at Mobile Government Plaza. A man was shot a little more than a mile away. Because it doesn't, wearing shirts and saying, you know, compassion, it has not worked. And to say that when Sheriff Birch says this, it's undermining. No, it's not undermining. It's amplifying how bad this is. If you want to get attention, he did it, right? I'm pointing out he said this before, so. And then Mayor Gardner said that, then there was a response that went to Darwin Singleton over at NBC 15 and said this. He said, if gang members, so this is the sheriff talking, if gang members are hell-bent on killing one another, then round them up and put them in a place where they can only harm one another and where innocent bystanders are safe from this violence. If the city of Pritchard wants to succeed, it may be time for a new mayor, one who truly cares about public safety. The other thing you know from listening over time, as Mobile County Sheriff's Department has worked in Pritchard many times over the last couple years. And the sheriff has sat here on the show and told us, he said, it's because people in Pritchard call and say, Pritchard police aren't doing things, investigating, they're not coming to crime scenes, they're not doing their job, and we're scared. And once again, sheriffs, be it any county, but Mobile and Baldwin County, they serve the whole county. On top of that, you have municipalities, they're doing it. But if the municipality doesn't do the work, then the sheriff's constitutionally bound to defend the citizens, the innocent citizens. I'll point out, he will be on the show tomorrow, and we'll talk about this with him. And I'm sure we'll make a lot more news, like we do most times he's on. Let's see. This one here from Calvin said, Sean, would you please? Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Yes. Calvin, thank you for the text. I got that. C.B. Carl said, I remember back in the 70s, they would have fundraisers where you'd go beat a Japanese-built car with a sledgehammer. Maybe you could do something like that with burning AI cars. They're just having fun watching cars burn. Unless he doesn't have Meta. Y'all got to realize that without my glasses, I can't see some of the pictures sent here. King of All Unknown Textures said, seems like the lawbreakers once again ruined the peaceful protesters' parade. Chatboard said that I was in, said there were two square blocks of protests. That wasn't crazy. I guess that's pretty normal for L.A. And then reacting to what Mayor Gardner said about the sheriff undermines the seriousness. Just wow. I'm with you. Joey says, with tears in my eyes for the babies, I'll send you my address. Tell the punks to come over. They better be ready. I mean, this is, to have this thing saying, well, it's undermining the community. No, damn it. It's trying to save lives in the community. I mean, that's, Tim says, Sean, to start off with this, Jimmy Gardner's a guy, this guy's a clown. He's been involved in Pritchard politics. He was a police chief, so he shares the responsibility of what's going on in the city. I can understand the frustration Sheriff Birch has for this situation. Seems like all they is more money, and they don't want any advice or help solving the problem. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the way it's been done in Pritchard ain't working, is it? So maybe it's time to think about something else here. All right, coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
One 35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. to check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. I'm going to say this, and this is not a new crypto coin, because it seems like every day there's... Koala coin is not a crypto coin at this point, is it, Anna? It's a real thing.
It's a real thing, yeah. We have half-ounce koalas, full one-ounce koalas. There's kookaburras, and they're bag-dated ones. They're a little bit more collectible. We just got them in, and they're by the roll. So anybody looking for, you know, as gift ideas or as a collector's item.
So these have the, and we've talked about this before, y'all, but it has the value of the silver, just the physical value of the silver. But you start getting collectability, then it's often worth more than spot price.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're worth, definitely worth more than just, you know, just the silver value. But they are an ounce of silver and half-ounce silver pieces. I was actually getting ready to post those on Facebook. So if anybody checks Facebook in the next probably 10 minutes, give me a few minutes and I'll post them.
Now, see, these people have advanced warning. I like it. All right, so those gift items and all the other gift items for Dad or just regular gift given, they're there, Open L Knives, all that good stuff. Tell folks, yeah, how, tell folks how to find you, because if y'all don't remember, Father's Day coming up this weekend, so you know, time to get cracking.
Yep, and birthdays. We had a few birthdays come in this morning looking for birthday gifts. So, yes, we can do those as well. We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can find us on Facebook, on our website, mobilebaycoins.com.
Good stuff, Anna. We'll talk soon. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. There goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. If somebody hadn't done it yet, though, the number of crypto coins out there, you know, there's Bitcoin, but there's a bunch of other bit players. Koala coin. I like the sound of it. Koala coin. But I don't know how we fund this, but koala coin, Dalton, we got to start working on that. Let's get some more text in here. The Jimmy Gardner thing, the Merrick Gardner thing, he goes on to say, the sheriff does, like, about people reporting crimes or showing up at the mayor's office, the door's locked. This is the news story right now. It's a big news story today and this week. But this has been going on. The description of this has been going on from the sheriff for a long time. It's not brand new. But we've been doing the same things, and it's not working. So Jarhead, what's up, Jarhead? Said, I agree with the sheriff. What is Gardner's problem? Is he okay with what's going on? He should be indicted for his lack of progress on fixing the problem. He's worthless. Jarhead, I'll put you down as undecided. I agree with you. Greg, it's literally a weekly or every other day event. Another problem is they don't turn in each other for doing this. They just go try to shoot the other person who just shot them instead of letting the police take care of it. 100%, Greg. And that's one of these things we got to change. And it's not even like an ordinance. There has to be a change in heart out there. Right. Even remember when a current mayoral candidate, former police chief Batiste, remember him being on the show with me, and he said it's the Hatfields and the McCoys. Now, he was one who didn't want to say it was truly organized gangs. I don't know what the foot dragging has been. He and others had said that. But when he finally kind of broke, there was a shooting, a kid shot at a vent space there on 90. I remember he said, this is Hatfields and McCoys. We know they're going to go out and shoot, you know, to make up for this, and it never ends. How did it work out for the Hatfields and McCoys, right? It's, and it should be, too, even if they didn't report. How can you be? There's got to be people out there who know who the dirtbag who shot in that house. And somebody said, well, they were shooting for the brother of that toddler, and he was in the gang. I don't care. The toddler wasn't in the gang. Even if they didn't report, which is what they should do, the shame and shunning should be at a level that person can't show their face in that community. Who thinks it's, I mean, what normal human being, even if they're not on the side of law enforcement, they're kind of a tough guy or tough girl, whatever, but who's going to say, oh, you're the guy that shot the two-year-old in the face. We're cool with you. No, that person shouldn't be able to go in anybody's house, any bar, any restaurant. They should be shunned. And then they should be arrested and thrown into prison. Let's see. Texter says, this is JC, says Sheriff Birch is right. Enough is enough. Listen to JY tonight. He's right on. Be safe. Always listen to JY. Let's see. Bruce said, I'm with Birch all the way. Yes, put them in a big and let them kill themselves. I'm so sick of this crap, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white. 100%. What we're trying to do, Bruce, is keep innocent people from being murdered or shot. Sam, Lower Alabama needs to laser focus on gang activity, no matter if it's local gangs or international gangs. Focus on the aspect of ridding our communities of this urban terrorism. We need to identify and target every member of a gang or illegal and rid ourselves of them. Yes, profile. If any community is known to back away from this responsibility, its leaders should be held responsible. Citizens should know about these leaders, and we can choose to write letters, vote, and spend our money in communities that are attempting to maintain order and keep us safe. A named texter here. For many years, I've said that we need to fix the unrest in the Middle East by docking a ship loaded with pistols and ammo and letting those zealots take it out on each other. It's pretty much what the sheriff said. Listen, do you see this that's happening in Gaza? Another group has risen up to oppose Hamas. It's really interesting. We hadn't had time to talk about it, but it was. I've listened to some of this. This is pretty interesting. Tim says a lot of times they don't even have a car that's running that they can send on a call. We're talking about Pritchard PD? Yeah. And the stories that the sheriff, you can go back and listen to the podcast in the past, the sheriff's telling me stories and things he's told me personally about citizens of Pritchard. Like old people that are like in their house scared. Then something happens and they can't get the police to come help them. Can you imagine being trapped in a municipality? I'm not talking about slow response time. I'm talking about no response time. You're just left to fend for yourself? Damn Yankee, why didn't Governor Ivey deploy the National Guard to Pritchard? And Fire Dog say, this Father's Day, give the gift of rioting. Yes, your father would love to riot and burn cars. So remember, this Father's Day riot. This message brought to you by the Tourist Council of LA in partnership with the Soros Foundation. You know, and you watch these things too. The communities affected by the rioting and looting are quite often minority communities. Depends on where you are, what minority we're talking about, black folks or, Latino folks, or that's where it goes down. This texter says, hey man, just know that even after World War II, whenever we started going into Germany, the Germans would start pointing out and showing of the Nazis and everybody that kind of played along with them. I think that's what you're going to start seeing in Gaza right now, is people just had enough.
Yeah.
Well, and we could also argue that we could see that in our own communities, where you go, this is not okay. I mean, for 15, 16 years, heck, I was talking about this when I was in music radio, but I mean, for this station, for 16 years now, I've been saying, there's going to be a time, I think, Rob Holbert said last week, he's on with Dan and Dalton, he said the bar keeps getting lower and lower and lower of what's acceptable or what happens. And when that happens, I always think there's going to be a sea change moment where people go, even the people like, oh, I'm not a fan of law enforcement, but this is enough. This is enough. You keep waiting for that moment. And saying that the sheriff saying what he said was, to go back and quote the story, the sheriff, here we go. So this is one of the quotes from that Facebook video that was put out in response to the sheriff. This was put out by Pritchard Mayor Jimmy Gardner, and said that the sheriff's comments were not only inappropriate and reckless, they undermined the seriousness of the crisis we are facing and the dignity of the community he was sworn to serve and protect. How can you see things 180 degrees like that? The dignity of the community are the innocent people that are being killed. All right, coming back, it's time for a checkup. Dr. Eric Roberts joins me when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for a checkup.
And a group of doctors and folks at Southern Cancer Center we've known for so many years, and it's always cool to have a new staff member there to talk to, Dr. Eric Roberts. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So I heard this. So I was talking because every month we talk to somebody and they said, oh, we've got somebody coming on. We've got this surgeon who is really, really great coming on. You get to meet him. So this is that month. So good. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
So, okay. So let's just do the normal stuff we all do here in the South. Where are you from?
Mobile.
Okay. Born Mobile. Yeah. So another one of us, Mobile boy. Let's talk about, of course, in the next question, where'd you go to school?
Went to St. Pius
for
elementary middle school, then went to McGill.
Yeah.
Graduated from McGill.
Go Jackets?
Go Yellow Jackets. Yeah. And then went to Auburn University, graduated from there in 2005. Probably upset half of the audience there.
Well, the other half.
Happy.
Yeah, well, we are the Auburn affiliate here. I'll keep my alma mater quiet at this point. and so, cool. So you do that, you go to school, but you come back here.
Come back home. Went to,
and not everybody does that in your world when, you know, they don't always come back home.
Right. It's been a slow process getting back. Went to medical school in Florida, trained at the University of Florida. Towards the end of my training, my wife got pretty sick after our kids were born, was in the hospital for about a year. Life-altering experience at what I consider still kind of a young age. And so moved to Pensacola initially after that, my first job out of practice. And then I've been in Baldwin County now for almost the last 6 years.
All right. I'm just trying to think about all the stress that having friends of mine or physicians going through, coming out of med school, doing residency, all that. And then you have this, you have children and you have a wife that's sick. Man, that makes you grow up fast.
It makes you grow up fast. I don't know that I've completely grown up if you ask my wife, but we had twins that were about 22 months old. And she was a marathon runner and having some knee pain, and lo and behold, it ended up being a bone cancer, and had to have a big operation where she was in a wheelchair for over a year, was in the hospital for about 8 months getting chemotherapy.
How is that being a surgeon of your level and to know that somebody else is doing surgery? There's your wife. How does that feel, man? Do you have to like step back or what do you do?
You absolutely have to step back. You look back on your upbringing and your faith. It puts you on the other side of that that conversation where you're not the one in the white coat, and it gives you a new perspective. And it certainly, I think it has affected me and changed me for the positive, especially in my interaction with patients.
Because here you go through all this education and refining of your skill set, right, as a surgeon. But there's a thing, there couldn't have been a class probably that said, here's how you're going to feel when it's your wife that's getting surgery.
There's nothing more humbling than getting kicked in the gut.
So I'm glad you've passed it, but it does give people a reason to understand that, you know, it beyond just the, you know, hey, I'm a great surgeon.
Absolutely.
It's like I'm a human being that understands where you're coming
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely. We all are.
So were you like always thinking about medicine? Were you one of those, like, I had some friends when I was young, they're like, yeah, I'm going to go to med school. I'm like, we're ramping bikes right now. What?
Absolutely. I don't know why. My dad worked
You are one of those.
I am one of those. My dad worked at Mobile Gas. My mom was a Catholic school teacher. But I always, from as young as I can remember, I always said I want to be a doctor. I enjoyed going to the pediatrician's office. As odd as that sounds.
You're the guy. Okay.
I was that weird kid that I love the idea of being the person that somebody came to when they were sick.
Okay, so we take the bigger world of being a physician. What leads you to surgery?
So when you get towards the end of medical school, you start doing rotations through all the different specialties. And my mind was made up that I wanted to do emergency medicine. I had some kids that I knew whose dads were surgeons, and they weren't around as much playing sports as my parents were.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to coach my kids. I wanted to be able to take my son, you know, fishing or hunting,
yeah,
or take my daughter to the ballet. I wanted to be a dad. And every time a patient from the emergency department would go to the operating room, I was like, man, I wish I could follow that patient and see how things ended up. And then came across a surgeon named Karen Gill who made surgery fun. And it was,
wait a second, made surgery fun. Okay.
He just had such a personality that the patients loved him. He was always full of energy, and
cool.
He would work, you know, 30 straight hours, and he still had a smile on his face. And I was like, this can be done, and you don't have to be a jerk while doing it.
Wow, what a great role model.
He was. He still is.
So what procedures do you offer with Southern Cancer Center? What are you doing?
So with Southern Cancer Center, I am a general surgeon. They are an oncology surgical office, but I am a general surgeon by trade. So skin cancers, hernias, gallbladders, appendicitis, hemorrhoids, breast cancer, kind of everything, skin and its contents. We don't do any of the bone surgery. That's the orthopedic surgeons. But colon cancer, diverticulitis, we do a lot.
It was like de minimis when you started talking about it. Then I'm like, yeah, that's all, like almost everything.
It's a pretty broad-based practice. You know, medicine is becoming more and more specialized, mm-hmm. but general surgery is still one of those fields that has a very broad base.
So your motivations to join Southern Cancer Center, is that from?
So I've been in Baldwin County for almost 6 years now, and I've gotten to know their providers on a professional and a personal level. And coming from my background, my mom had breast cancer. She had some sisters who had breast cancer. We've all been affected by it. And our patients are affected by it. So I've gotten to interact with them quite a bit. And it is a group of physicians that truly are in it for the right reason. They're there for their patients. And you want to be part of a team that's like-minded and all pulling in the same direction. And when the opportunity came to join them, I jumped in with both feet.
So, I mean, there's some synergy to have. I mean, at Southern Cancer Center, right, you got the oncology department, and right. So all in the same place.
Absolutely. And it makes it easy when I can say, I'm going to set you, you know, I'm giving you some of the worst news of your life.
Yeah.
You have a breast cancer or a colon cancer, but I'm sending you to somebody who's part of a group that I trust enough that they've taken care of my mom or they've taken care of friends of mine. And to be able to be a part of that group and say, hey, I'm going to walk you across the hall and you're going to meet somebody who's going to help save your life. That's you can't turn that down.
No, it's pretty awesome to be able to say too, like, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Seriously, here's my story. And these are people that I know that treat family members. That's special.
It is. And it's a great opportunity.
It's a thing about being coming and bringing your talents back home. You know, you get that link, oh, yeah. that bond with people.
It's great being back.
You talk about that bad news and having to give people that. What can somebody expect if they come to see you? Like, what's that process like when, okay, now we need to talk to Dr. Yeah. Roberts?
So luckily for me, you know, I'm still seeing people, you know, for their hernia or for their gallbladder. Mm-hmm. And so that's not always a life-altering.
Right. That hernia might feel like it before you get your work done.
And so just because they're seeing me doesn't mean that we're going to be talking about cancer. And the vast majority of the time we're not. They're coming to see me. And my goal is to hopefully, you know, find health in them. It's easy for us to find disease. I think the harder part and the part that sometimes healthcare fails at is our goal is to find health for the patients. Mm-hmm. We're there to get you better. And I always tell every patient, the less medicines you're on and the less surgery you have, the better off you are. And I make a living off of operating and writing prescriptions.
It's good to hear that spirit. I mean, you know, that, and then maybe we're going to get more towards that where we get health to a point that it's not just a prescription. You know, I mean, there's things that, you know, obviously have to be done by a surgeon. Things have to be removed or fixed or, you know, but where everything's not going to just have to be, hey, you could make these choices and maybe not have to be on so many of these pills.
Yeah. If I can find a way to help a patient avoid an operation, that's why I'm here.
Huh. So it gives people a reason to trust what you're saying, Dr. Roberts. I appreciate that. If people want to come see you, you said Baldwin County, where are your
locations? Yes, I'm in Baldwin County. You can go to southerncancercenter.com. I have an office in Daphne and in Foley. We're serving the entire Baldwin County community, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was good to meet you, and I can't imagine our paths hadn't crossed before, but I'm sure they will.
I can't wait to see you again.
All right, good stuff. Dr. Eric Roberts with Southern Cancer Center right here on Midday Mobile.